Hello, guys, and welcome to the first ASL podcast. Today, I'm joined by JJ, HB, and Tessa.
What's up?
Today we have a lot of topics to talk about, especially in the pro scene. So how's everyone's day been? How's your day been, JJ?
Great, mate.
How's it been, Tessa?
I do not know.
What do you mean you don't know?
I mean, I don't know. It's three words. Simple.
HB, how have we been?
Of course, you put me last, but I've been all right.
Anyway, let's just get straight in. Let's just get straight
into No. Moves. I have a story.
Oh, you have a story?
Yeah, okay. So I only found this out today. So I was walking home with one of my good friends, and I mentioned the fact that I know someone who goes to a school, and he says, oh, I know people that go to that school too. So I'm like, okay, do you know this person? And he says, yeah. And it was funny because he starts telling me stories of what this person used to do. So he said that when he was in prep, the person came up to him and dug a hole in the sand pit and told him to get in, and he picked up, and placed him in the sandpit and covered his whole body with sand.
Oh my.
And he was buried. So I couldn't stop laughing because I feel like that is the funniest story of abuse that I have ever heard.
There's a new tip for all you bullies. Just dig a hole in the sand and shove
the little
someone and you just shove a prep in there. The 5-year-old,
6-year-old shoving each other in sand. What a story,
right?
That's interesting in itself.
I'll tell you what, that is gonna appear on the news.
We have other kids
shoving other kids into stands.
Anyway,
shout out to Big M.
Yeah, shout out to Big M. You know who that story
you know who
was
you are.
About
you know
Big
who
M.
you are.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get into the ASL stuff. All right, so we had a couple of games last weekend. We had Pola versus Bolt Gaming. I'm pretty sure you commentated most of these, HB.
Dynamic. Only commentator, I do believe.
Yeah. Dynamic.
I moderated them.
Yes. Well done, Tess.
It's not about you, Tess. All right.
Echo versus Hellspawn versus your team, HB. Let's get to the... Let's go to Hellspawn, right? Because you played that game, HB.
God.
16-14. That's a pretty close game against a team that's, what are we saying, they're top three right now?
Yeah, they're
currently dominating the leaderboard.
So what...
They're definitely in form.
What seemed to go wrong? Like...
Kind of just... for the first time ever, we had a coach actually in the game with us, which kind of helped. You know, it was something different, something we'd never had before, I guess. And too many voices and just we didn't train that much during the week. And it clearly showed because we lost some rounds that would have definitely been ours. So,
But it was a really close game, like 16-14. You've played them before, haven't you? In the past,
yeah.
I'm not sure what the scores were there.
It was 16-3. So definitely a bigger.
Oh, improve. Okay. They beat you by that. That was on train. Well, I remember that.
Yeah, train. Yeah, it was day.
But that's much better compared to like your last.
Yeah,
encounter with them.
And Mons wasn't hacking as much this time.
yeah. 16-14. Gee, close game. Be nice if all the games were that close instead of one-sided.
Yeah, and it would be nice if Blackwave could play.
Yeah, it'd be nice if no one decided to forfeit. Talking about one-sided games, we had, is it Helios? Is that how you say the name?
Helios.
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 They had their first game against Altar. Altar's played once. They lost 16-2. 16-2. Thoughts on that? Anyone have any thoughts on that?
I don't remember. I think I commentated that game, and I don't have much to remember.
Like, it is good.
They made a pretty massive statement.
Yeah, they kind of showed that they hit a win, and they've clearly shown that with their first game by destroying a team that's been here for a while, haven't they been? And so they've made their mark.
Yeah. Oh well. Hopefully they've got a game this weekend. We can see how well they play this weekend as well. Hopefully they can show us how well they can do against some higher teams on the leaderboard as well. Be interesting to see them. Bolt Gaming versus Team Polar, that's now rebranded to Sia, which we'll get into a bit later. That's an upset. Team Polar losing to Bolt Gaming 16-11. That I did not see that.
I did not.
Who watched that game? Did you?
So I even though there wasn't any interviews, I spoke to Slips after the game. Yeah, he kind of confirmed that they didn't have their head in the game at all. You know, they didn't practice, and
because I watched it, and a lot of picks that were like Bolt Gaming and rounds they got were off rotations. Now, I don't know if Bolt Gaming have watched them and just understand how they rotate and stuff, but a lot of times they got picks was when Team Polar would turn their back, a miss, like, communication. Like, I remember you even saying when you commentated that game, HB, you said something along the lines with, was it Ants you were with?
Yeah, it was Ants.
You said along the lines, this isn't the Polar we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
They seemed out of order, right? It is Mirage, yes. We know most teams can play Mirage. We haven't had as much Mirage. We've had more
like I'm retarded, and even I can play Mirage. Like.
No, but it's not that. It's just like they seemed like it just wasn't okay. It's just like, but Bolt Gaming had a pretty good game. Jimmy and Jubba, pretty sure. I'm not sure what his in-game tag was. I think it was Prophet or something. Not sure.
Yeah.
They had a really good game. Really, really good game. But that was a bit of an upset. 16-11 as well. That's like very... I don't know what Polar think about that. I really don't.
You mean Sia now?
It must have really hit them because only a couple of hours or days later they rebranded themselves and kicked about 2 to 3 of their players. And now called Sia. So
then we also had Dynamic versus Frantic. That was Frantic's first game, was it, Jar Jar? That's Dynamic's first 2 points, actually, on the leaderboard. Really? Yeah, that's their first 2 points. It's been a while. It's been a couple of rough games. Funny enough, I was talking to them at the start of the game, and they actually had to get two subs, right? They had two subs, Dynamic. And they played Nuke. They've showed they can play Nuke before. They've taken, was it double overtime on Nuke against Vortex? Double overtime, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's the longest game in ASL so far.
I thought it was Overpass.
No, it was on Nuke.
Okay.
Yeah. But 16-13, That's a pretty close game. Good for Frantic, you know? That's sort of like, okay, we understand what we're doing, but Dynamic seem to be a strong team on Nuke. And I'm actually surprised they ban Nuke this week and coming for their game, which is very interesting.
Going back to Team Polar, there were speculations about Slips coming back to Hellsworn.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we can move on to that topic now if you want.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. If you want to, you can talk about that.
Yeah, well, I spoke to him before they decided to do Team Seer. He was going to stay with Team Polar and be more of a more of an admin, more of a supporter, more than anything else. But I went and extended the hand, and I said, you know, if you want to come back to Hellsborn, you can. We'll be happy to have you back. And he kind of said, yeah, he wants to come back. He was kind of tossing it up. Clearly, he chose to stay with Team Polar and form Team Seer. So that's his choice. But
yeah. But there's also been rumors about him making his own team in the future. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's going to go ahead. This rebranded Polar, which is really just...
Could be a better...
Pardon?
Could it be a better Polar?
Maybe, but like... anyway,
It could be, but like the old Polar was
Phoenix and Tubbs are gone now.
Yeah.
They're off. Tubbs, I spoke to Tubbs. Tubbs is thinking of quitting CSGO. He doesn't seem to really the whole background, I don't know the whole background story, but apparently there was some internal team problems between Phoenix, Tubbs, Pine, all those people. It was sort of just like some internal problems. Now, we're not sure what those internal problems are, right? But it's sort of made a massive move, massive drift, like getting rid of Tubbs and Phoenix. Well, besides Tubbs not wanting to play CS anymore, Phoenix getting released, kicked off from Seer, which is the old Polar. And Phoenix also, I'm pretty sure, has left ASL after that incident. But obviously something bad has obviously happened to just break the team up, break the band up. Because, to be honest, their lineup looked really strong. Like with Tubbs, Phoenix, they even had good subs. As well as, like, Slit. I'm not sure who their subs were.
But
yeah, it was very confusing.
I'm being honest.
Rotate.
They probably needed. This is probably good. Because I think personally, I think they were getting too big for their boots. Like kind of like they, you could tell with the game, there was no training. There was nada. It was non-existent that training.
But I think they also maybe needed a fresh start because it seems like they were sort of going downhill, you know?
Yeah.
Like, especially from that Bolt Gaming game. I don't think that really has anything to do with this problem. It could. We don't know. But just the way they played, the communication was just off. Like, compared to their other game, like, when they played Echo, they looked on form. Everything was timed. Everything seemed to be communicated, you know? Yeah. Everything just seemed to be going well. And then they've had this massive, massive bump in pro, and it's just stopped them from continuing Polar and rebranding to this now Seer.
So we have Monoxide Gaming disbanding, but we may see him come back if you don't.
Anyway, that's all we have for ASL. Pretty sure. Yeah, that's all we have.
Next,
let's go to the pro scene. Who wants to bring up the whole Optic India situation? Who wants to bring this up?
Not me.
This is an interesting one.
But I'm gonna stick with my boys, Fnatic. All right. Do these guys.
Anyway, Optic India. I'm not sure if anyone knows about them here, but they were basically a team formed. The Indian scene seemed to be coming alive. This whole scandal situation has really, really, really stuffed up the whole Indian scene. So basically, I'm sure you're all aware of Forsaken. There's been a lot of memes said about him.
Forsaken,
he was caught cheating.
Mate, we're not going to get into this, all right? We're not going to get into this.
Is someone...
We are not getting into this, all right? Everyone agree?
We need to talk about it. This is something interesting. Anyway, Forsaken caught cheating at Extremes, right? So this is like an Asian... Yeah, land. Exactly. It's just Asian team. That's all. So basically... basically, this guy, right? He had some sus shots you can find on YouTube. The admin wanted to look at his folder. So Forsaken's like, yeah, whatever. Alt tabs, lets him look. And then as soon as he finds his cheats, this guy Forsaken pushes the admin off his keyboard and tries to delete and close his hacks. I do not know why this guy would try and delete it in front of an admin. It's just plain stupid. It's just stupid. Anyway, they got disqualified from that. It got looked into. Okay, the folders he had for his hacks, he named them word.exe, right? This was an old trick that pros used to use when, like, there was no, like when admins were crap. Like, no one knew about hacks. Hacks were, like, a new thing back then. Pros used to call it word.exe. So when people looked at it, oh, okay, it's just something to do with Word or something to do with typing, blah, blah, blah. No one really thought of it sus until someone looked into it properly. Then they started realizing pros were using it to cover up hacks. Now, this guy used the oldest fucking trick in the book to try and trick an admin. Now, for one, I don't know how he managed to get those hacks on a... At a LAN, on a PC that's not even here, right? Don't understand how that happened. And it's a folder. It's not a silent hack where it's mouse macros and shit. It's a folder he got. He downloaded, basically. So they got disqualified. This guy's just an idiot, right? Because you know what he did? He ruined all his players' careers. All of them. Oh, they got released. All of them. So there was a guy I was watching. His name was Antidote. He was an Indian player. This guy was amazing. He was like... He could have been up there, not with Simple and stuff, because Simple's on another... Or like a T2. Even maybe... what's his name? You know, Oscar. He could maybe just be like... Fall under those orbits. He was really good. He did really good that game as well, but Forsaken over here decided to his buddy's chances. They also had a German player called YB as well. I've never heard of him.
Why are you going to be like this?
Anyway, and then also, so this led to a whole investigation. This guy cheated at the Premiership Four, the Indian ESL Premiership Four as well. Don't know how he got away with it. It's ESL. Isn't ESL supposed to be, like, one of the biggest names when it comes to esports?
It's ESL but India, still, okay?
ESL. It's run by ESL. You have admins. You have all these resources. And you let this guy... admins are at fault here as well for letting this guy even get hacks on his PC. Like, how do you let that happen? I understand if it was an online season, that's different, right? But this... was a final, right? A grand final. And they won it because some guy had word.exe on his computer. Like, so now they have to replay the finals. I think it's like, I don't know, these two Indian teams playing because it's Indian ESL. This also led.
Yeah, I think wait, we got
one of the teams. One of the teams I remember that's going back to the finals is Slaughter Rage Army. I'm pretty sure.
So every game they lost is basically every game they won is basically a loss.
Anyway,
it was bad, man.
So all the 20 players that attended the event, including Optic India, it's also got here, including players from Brutally and Sword of Rage Army, which was some teams that were called sus, just the way they played. Every single team got looked into because of this one guy that got word.exe, because admins can't do the job, right? I don't understand how you can let away someone get away with hacks that easily on a LAN event.
Let away.
It's a LAN event, right? It's just stupid. Anyway, Forsaken went on to apologize, and do you want to read what he say? Jar J.
Well, it's not here. It just says, I don't have the quote. If
you scroll down, there's a Twitter thing where it says there was no pressure.
There was no pressure from anywhere. This is fucking cheesy. What the hell? It was all about me wanting to win every game, wanting to be perfect in every aspect of the game, he said. I was confident in my decisions, in my understanding of the game. But you have hacks. But I was never confident in my aim. So to compensate that lack of confidence, I had to choose the wrong path. Oh my god. I'm extremely sorry for my teammates, for the Optic management and people who always put their trust in me over the facts. I feel guilty of stealing away opportunities from my teammates. They are all extremely talented, and I have that word I cannot say. Jeopardized their chance of being where they deserve. Well, maybe we shouldn't have hacked. It may have never happened.
What I don't understand, right? So some pros in the India scene said they knew this guy was hacking because this guy's HLTV stats were as good as Simple's at one point. As Simple's. Oh, this guy out of nowhere from HLTV stats as good as Simple. Apparently this guy's been vacked before for skin trading or something. Or this is his second chance.
Oh, you can't get vacked for skin trading.
I don't know. Something along those lines. It was saying illegal to do that violated Vax term and Valve's term and services. I don't know why he would hack. I really don't understand why.
That's stupid. It's you can't do
he's
that.
He's just ruined, you know, this upcoming like team as well. And that's just really bad for Optic. Because Optic have a European team as well. And that just makes them look bad as well because it's under the same organization. And I don't understand why you would even attempt it, you know, in the first place. Like, to have you're never confident in your aim. Well, you could have trained like the rest of your teammates, you know, instead of having to download hacks and renaming it to word.exe. Like, it's just stupid. He's just ruined the whole scene. He's ruined these pros' chances at becoming something big again. Like, now we don't know if they even spot on a pro team. I really hope they do because I watched them and a couple of their players, most of their players actually, all their players really look good. They really, like, they can bring something new to the pro scene. like even tier one teams I'm talking.
Hmm.
Mm. But anyway, so.
Tainted mine as you add Usillo to replace Tux.
So, if no one's aware, Renegades released two of their players. I think Nifty was sort of wanting to leave as well. He didn't. Mm. He felt like he really didn't have a future with Renegades. But Usillo was also released, or he left. I'm not sure. One of those two. I think it was both ways, both parties. So Renegades sort of wanted to release him, and Usillo wanted to move away from Renegades. So he's gone to Tainted Mind, which is a low tier team, Australian team.
It's still good.
They're on the low end. You still are there now. There's not much to say really about that.
No.
Talking about Renegades really good with their new lineup, which is pretty cool. They've got Gratis Faction and what's his name? I forgot. How can I forget his name? I've legit forgotten the guy's name that plays on Renegade.
How rude.
It started... anyway, it doesn't matter. It was started with an L or something. I can't really remember. Don't know why it's not coming to mind. Anyway, yeah, there's not much to say about Usillo going there. It was sort of obvious he was to a lower tier team. Don't know, he wasn't really happy playing the tier ones. Didn't seem to suit him anymore. Go somewhere where it was a little more chill out, you know? Still not that chill. Yeah, basically, I think that's what he wants. But anyway, now this was a surprise, actually. Mousesports came out with a tweet saying, "Welcome back, Sticko." And I was like, okay, so why is he back? Is he a sub or something? Because Cloud9, they weren't happy with him, got rid of him. They benched Snacks. Now, Mousesports won a tournament with Snacks. Then a couple weeks later, they bring back their... They reformed their old team, basically, that they had before Snacks came. Mm. That was kind of a shock. But Snacks didn't seem to fit in with him. He didn't gel with him. And...
Yeah,
like it just looked like an uncomfortable position he was in. Basically, he's on the bench now. I'm not sure where he's going. That's all there is to say about that. Also, talking about benching people, this happened a couple of weeks ago. It's not that old news, but Fnatic's benched Draken, and they add a twist. Scream is no longer a stand-in, which was going to happen, because, I don't know, Fnatic like to stick with their Swedish players for whatever reason. And they add Brolin, which is an... I think he's 16 or 18. I'm not too sure, but he's really young. He's been added to Fnatic.
Skadoodle retiring after
ESL? Yeah, that also... But I want to add something on to Fnatic. Fnatic have not been looking at all in the Pro League.
Mm.
Brolin seems to be looking... Same with Twist. But they haven't been performing. They haven't been doing as well. It's been more individual players. But... Anyway, hopefully they can maybe later on. Maybe it's not their time yet. But I'm pretty sure if Fnatic finish bottom, they're going to get relegated, which won't be too good for them. Anyway, yeah, you were saying before, JJ, about Skadoodle. So this is sort of old news. It seemed like it was going to come, but Skadoodle's retiring after his Pro League.
Goodbye, old Cloud9.
Cloud9 have really, really got, like, split up.
It was a fluke from the start.
But I'm happy for Skadoodle. He won a major. That's what he wanted. Now he's retiring. Mm-hmm. Good for him. Pretty sure he's going to be streaming now.
Yeah, he's a streamer now.
Shroud, actually.
He's another Shroud.
Put out a funny tweet about that. Welcome to the good life. But yeah, I'm not sure who they're going to replace with him. I'm really not sure. It'll be interesting to know who they replace him with, actually, because they've already added Flusher, which was an interesting place for him to go.
They're planning on getting new teammates to play for
him. Making a good play for
him. Yeah, teammates.
No, definitely me.
Tessa will carry them.
Yeah.
Trust. Tessa will carry you.
Yeah, I'll become the new Orbit for the team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can carry them.
I bet.
Yeah, I'm
be really better than Skadoodle.
40 time.
Soft carry, bro.
I'll be better than everybody. I'll be better than Kenny S. Guardian. Or nothing compared to me.
Well, those are big. Those are big claims.
Making big statements.
Well, yeah, no, but I'm an amazing Orbit.
Making massive statements. Better show that when. Better show that when you play.
Trust me.
Okay, so LDLC qualify for AM over Optic. So seemed like it was 2-1 LDLC. It seems like they carry one of their players was +19. Their other player was +4. And the rest, -2, -5, -12.
That's bad.
That is interesting. So it seems like they got carried through that season.
Very interesting.
Interesting. And then everyone on Optic was around the same.
Don't pull it.
+8, +5, -5, -2, -10. Config was actually at the bottom, which is interesting.
Ooh,
yeah. Cajun B was that's a surprise actually. Snappy top. Interesting. But yeah, surprise Optic even let that play. Their first map they destroyed LDLC 16-8 on the first map. And then they got destroyed in return on I'm pretty sure this was LDLC's map. 16-7, and then it was close, the last map, 16-14. It was like Hellspawn and Echo on the last map.
Instead, Silvers.
So at IEM Chicago, we've got Astralis,
Chicago Bulls.
Liquid, MIBR, Renegade, Fnatic, Avenga, E-United,
Bingo.
Luminosity, FaZe, Mouse, NRGR. I said NRGR. I meant to say NRG, not NRGR.
I mean, Renegade. You said Renegade.
Yeah. No, NRG. I'm talking about NRG. The
oh, sorry.
NA team with Daps and stuff.
Yeah.
Big, Na'Vi, North, MVPK, and LDLC. Besides Astralis, because Astralis are on another level right now. Right, let's put them aside, because I know most people...
Mm-hmm. OP.
Everyone, who do you think, like, win out of those? So the teams we've got at IEM Chicago are Astralis, Liquid, MIBR, Renegades, Fnatic, Avenger, E United, Luminosity, FaZe, Mouse, NRG, Big, Navi, North, MVPK, LD, LC. Now, let's put Astralis aside, because they're on another level right now. Who do we think is going to win?
Team Liquid. I'm a massive Fnatic fan, but I think Team Liquid Georgia? Deserve it now.
MIBR.
Tessa?
Probably Team Liquid.
I think it's time Liquid win a final, because they get to those finals, and then they lose. They've had, five consecutive second places or something. Now, they finished third at the major, but they played Astralis. So, yeah. It would have been nice to have them in the with them. But, Astralis right now, just on another level, really. Seems like no one is up there with them.
To the stars.
No one's up there with him. With them, not him. Sorry. And Device just keeps getting MVPs every single final. It's like no one can stop Astralis at the moment. They're on a really good streak right now.
FNS returns to EU United.
Yes, that as well. He was out of the scene for a bit after Cloud9 collapsed.
And then wasn't he with FNS?
No, FNS wasn't. FNS has always been in the NA. You're referring to FNX, which is a completely different player.
Oh my god.
FNX, yes.
F is.
But that guy is. But, he's replacing Ace, which was, I think, it was their IGL. And he's also taking... No, sorry. The IGL's being moved to... So, primary AWPA. And Ace, I'm pretty sure, was the... Yeah, Ace was the AWPA. There's not much to say about that. But it was expected. EU United bought something new. They even... Talking about it, one of their players. I'm pretty sure it was... what's his name? I forgot what his name was. I think it was Dapper or Dazel, one of them, talking about they want something fresh. Coach wanted. Yeah, the coach wanted something fresh. Saying. So that was expected. We both have Vitality and EU United. They qualified for DreamHack. If you're not aware of Vitality, it's a new Vitality. French team. That French team consists of Zywoo, who was plus 28. Jeez. That's pretty good for a young gun.
Hey, guys, here's some fun facts. Did you know that there's 27 ways to say I surrender in French?
You had to bring that. Sorry. Anyway, NBK with plus 22. It's pretty good. For the IGL as well. Ape.
Oh my god, he's a robot. What the hell? My end.
Okay, I'm going to start again with the...
Bro, we can't even get through this podcast.
I'm getting monster. I can be fine.
You're lagging now. No, you're fine now. Alright. 3, 2.
2-1.
So Vitality is a team. Which consists of Zywoo, NBK, Apex, Happy, RVK. They've qualified for DreamHack, so have EU United. Zywoo plus 28. Jesus Christ. Over two maps. They accidentally played two maps. They 2-0'd some random Russian team, which I've never heard of. MBK, IGL plus 22. Apex plus 14. Happy minus 5. RBK minus 5. And then there's not much to talk about on the Russian team. They got absolutely destroyed on Inferno 16-4 and Dust 2 16-11. But they had one player that was in the plus five, not too bad. But Zywie had an ADR of 112.6 in a best. Well, it was only two maps, but that's really good. E-United went 2-0. They won 2-0, sorry. They played Space Station, which is a NA team that is currently, I'm pretty sure, in the minors for next major. They did not do so well. E-United 69, 16-3, and this was before they even got. That was interesting. Very interesting. But yeah, everyone was on the plus, E-United, which is really good. Ace actually had a pretty good performance. Okay, plus 17, 83 ADR, not too bad. So it was pretty well shaped, well evened. That's all for DreamHack opening LAN, so be some more qualifiers. I think invite for some, that's going to happen later down the track. Now, this already happened, but something to talk about. So I don't know if you remember. Last major, Scream. No. This major we just had. So, and even Boston. Oh, no. That's when they had Envious. All right, never mind. My mistake. So, to face it, Scream put a team together called Team Left Out, and they qualified for, face major. They finished 9th. They also made it this time round again. Scream back, Team Left Out. They reunited for the Europe Minor Qualifiers. They took Nuki from Imperial, which was released from Imperial a couple of days beforehand. And basically on the team, Scream, XMS, Keo, Michael Ailey, and Nuki. Michael Ailey also got released from his team as well. But they did not do well. They played against, well, they had a pretty close game with Vitality. They went 16-14, and they finished 9th, which was unfortunate for them. But I'm pretty sure there's still more qualifiers, like a couple of rounds of qualifiers for the minors. So I'm pretty sure they'll attend that next one, maybe. Sprout and Fragsters actually topped the first Europe Minor Open qualifier, so they're through to the minors. Sprout is a Danish team that consists of they consist of a German, I think, as well. And Fragsters is Danish as well. So yeah, that's two Danish teams minor, which will be interesting. And we also had, what do you call it? So we had the NA qualifiers. We had Singularity and Fira. They've made their way through top two, and they've gone to minors. They're going to be playing in the minors. So minors will be interesting. Still some qualifiers for the minors to go. Some big teams actually qualifying in minors. But that won't be sure. I'm not sure when the actual minors start. I think it's maybe January or maybe late December. IEM Katowice, 20s.
The minors or the major?
Yeah, probably, because I'm pretty sure 21st IEM starts somewhere in Feb. Yeah, that's all really.
Oh, yeah, and on something else, we also had something wrong with the Discord this week.
Oh, yeah. Sadly. So, ASL had some issues with the Discord. That's been all fixed now. So, everyone use the chats again.
Good.
Also, we have a couple of games coming this week. We have also far.
Yes.
We have Hellspawn vs. Ball Gaming. HB, you reckon you're confident in that?
HB.
You reckon you're confident playing Bolt Gaming?
I'm pretty confident.
Ladies and gentlemen,
has that got the guy that's
Jimmy and all that? They're the guys that did the upset. Yeah. Sapola, I'll see ya.
Are you guys
confident?
Yeah, we are. We're looking forward to showing him that we are in here to not just play, but we're in here to win and survive.
We also have Dynamic versus Bolt Gaming's Academy.
Bolt Gaming Academy.
We haven't seen the Academy team play. Should be interesting. We've got Helios versus Frantic. Frantic had a close game with Dynamic. Helios destroyed Alta.
There we have Viper.
Hopefully no one falls. That would be
Viper. Is only one by four.
Yeah, we've had two so far, which is amazing. Let's not make it a third. But yeah, those are the matches. You guys can tune in to that. HB will probably cast and commentate most of those games. Not sure if they're going to be streamed or either be on Twitch or YouTube that you can go check out. But that...
Hey, if I'm here, they're always streamed.
Yeah.
Big man HB.
Usually. But anyway, do you guys have anything you want to say? Anything
no,
you want to talk about? Yeah, that's all.
Join us next week.
Yeah, we'll be back with another podcast next week.
New people.
Maybe some new people. Interview some people. But, yeah, thanks for joining us. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure to stay in tune with everything else that's going on in ASL. And, yeah, thanks for watching. See you guys next
week. You listen.
Bye.
See ya.